Well, Portsmouth is one of the Home Office's cluster areas. And in the southeast, we've got three cluster areas, one in Hastings, one in Portsmouth and one in Southampton. But what's actually happened is over the second quarter of this year, Portsmouth has taken over 40% of the asylum seekers that have arrived in the UK that have been dispersed into the southeast area. And that's really what led to me writing to James Brokenshire, the Immigration Minister, to request that the southeast cluster areas were reviewed, bearing in mind these cluster areas were established over 10 years ago. So they are actually quite historic areas as well.
So when you're perhaps saying that, you know, Portsmouth maybe doesn't have room or can't take any more asylum seekers, it's not that you don't want to take them in the first place, it's just that literally you're running out of room.
No, and I don't want to seem like we're being cold-hearted or callous here. This is about capacity. This is about what cities and towns across, you know, England and the United Kingdom have the capacity to take in asylum seekers. And it's not so much the support in terms of council housing, because they go into private housing that is arranged through a company called Clear Springs. You have the contract with the Home Office. It's about the impact on things such as our Children's Services Department. You know, some of these children will need to be subject to care orders when they arrive. They will be educated in our schools. They will be allocated a social worker potentially if they need additional support. And it's that sort of wider impact and cost on our local area. So, you know, I think that Portsmouth City and the residents of the city who've come together to, you know, donate aid, and particularly the guys from Alboreto in Albert Road in Southsea, who've already been over on one trip to Calais to take over a huge amount of aid for those refugees that are stranded there. I think that's fantastic. I've given them a lock-up free of charge in the centre of the city, owned by the council, so that they can store this aid. They've had a tremendous amount given to them over the last 2 weeks. So it's not about being unkind. It's just about saying, you know, in Portsmouth, we are the most densely populated city outside of London. We have people on housing waiting lists in excess of 5 or 6 years just for a one-bedroom flat. Families who have severe overcrowding that need 3 and 4-bedroom homes, it's virtually impossible to get one of those. And, you know, it's about being realistic with the space that we have and what we can do to help, you know, the United Kingdom with our, you know, help we're offering to the refugees.
So do you think it's time that other areas were looked at, perhaps as new cluster areas, areas that maybe haven't taken in so many in the past?
Yes, other areas around the southeast. And I do appreciate that when this was set up 10 years ago, one of the key drivers in the areas, there were two things really. First of all, it was the cost of the housing stock in that area. Clearly the Home Office are trying to, you know, deliver the asylum programme and people's applications for residency in the UK and then the appeals. Quite often the people we have in Portsmouth are here because they have had a failed asylum application. They have appealed it. They're waiting for that appeal to be heard before then going to a deportation centre to be sent back to wherever it is they've come from. So if they're unsuccessful, obviously. And really, I think that, yeah, across the southeast, we need to be, I think it's time for other areas now to take the brunt of that, because, you know, our housing stock in Portsmouth is now at a premium because we are in short supply, and that's basically what's driven up the prices.